The more responsibility you assume for more people, the more money you will people will share with you. 1,000 to 1,500 people love to give me money every month. And I send them more of my intention. See, money is everywhere, and to attract more of it, all you have to do is become responsible for channeling more if it's of its energy into people. Money is everywhere. The more you become conscious of this idea, look left, look right. When you're in a store, you see the credit cards, you see the commerce, look at it. It's all around you. It is an unlimited supply. The government prints it. There is no limit to the amount of money, only to the amount of time that you have to work for it. But is that the problem? So you must begin to become more responsible. The more responsible you become, the more money you attract. Money is attracted to responsibility. So you have to become like a hose which inspires and sprinkles prosperity, awakening into more lives, awakening people up. And that's my purpose, is to try to awaken people to this idea that there is no limit. You're only limited by your own imagination. You can literally create money. Oprah Winfrey understood this idea. John Lennon understood this idea. Ozzy Osbourne understands this idea. And Donald Trump understands this idea. Now it's your turn. It can be your turn. Money likes me. Yeah, sometimes I have to refund a person here or there, and I do it promptly because I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. I flood America with commissions that my reseller affiliates earn. I create products that help other people make money. Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. Okay, what if we applied that principle to business? And my friend Zig Ziglar said if you help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. Okay, what if we applied that to business? And my first mentor, Joe Schroeder, said, what you give away, you get to keep. And so I took all of these and I mixed these all together in some magic soup, a little recipe. And I came up with my idea of how to do network marketing. I didn't want to chase friends and family. I didn't want to go to webinars. I didn't want to go to meetings. And I don't care about your juice. And so I realized that the business was about people. The one ingredient, the thing that you don't like about other businesses, was exactly what this business was about. Money likes me. I don't hoard money. Matter of fact, I'm always broke. I'm a multimillionaire who's always broke. The moment I get it, I either pay bills or invest it. I don't hoard money, or I pour it back into my business to help my affiliates, create new products, push it out there, run new ads. I don't hoard it. And I'm very responsible in that I personally answer my own phone. If you call me, I answer. I have thousands of customers, but if you call me, I personally answer my phone. I send out packages. I personally do follow-ups. I personally write 5 to 10 notes every single day to customers. I follow up with people. I spend my day doing things to attract people to me because I'm responsible. Money likes me. Most people are only responsible for a very little. They answer to a boss and they handle the affairs of whatever their job title asks them to just so they can build another man's fortune. But can they say money likes them? Does money like you when you become a slave to the money? Meaning the only reason you get money is you got up and did work. But that's not how the money people do it. See, the richest people work the least. The poorest people work the hardest. Why is that? Why did Jesus say the first will be last? Why does something seem upside down? Most people are responsible for little. So the rich get richer and the little guy earns only enough just to pay his bills. And if you ask the little guy who works just enough to pay his bills, and you present him with an opportunity, and you show him a way to fix that problem, the reason his first response is, well, I can't because I don't have enough. And so the very fact that I don't have keeps me from acquiring. And so I owe, off to work I go, and I stay poor because I can't break out of this mental cycle that money has to be a struggle. But what if I became my own boss? What if you became your own boss? What if you kept your job? What if you kept the job that you have now, the way you make money now, and you decided to, quote, boss yourself into a second income stream, a third income stream, a fourth income stream? But that requires responsibility. I deal with people who often can't even be responsible to remember a five-digit number. The affiliate code I give them. Oh, I can't find it. Lost it. And yet I'm responsible for thousands of ID numbers, hundreds of commission checks. Money likes me. Money likes responsibility. Money flows to those who are the most responsible for the most people. What if, and maybe this is a half-baked idea here, but what if you assumed just a little bit more responsibility and became more responsible to people, such as your own customers? If you're in my industry, maybe your own downline. Maybe they actually knew who you were. Maybe you actually reached out to them. See, all of the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people, not your own pocket. See, the more you stay within yourself, the more you live in your own mind, you get poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. Oh, poor is the man who lives alone, who's quiet, who has nothing to say to anyone else. Shame on you. Because you have a duty, you have a responsibility. See, as you make more money in the U.S. military, you rise up the ranks. When you rise up the ranks, you become responsible for more and more and more people. But there's a big difference between leadership in the military and leadership in the free world, in the corporate world. We used to call it the free world when I was in the Army because we weren't free. In order to defend freedom, you have to give up your freedom. Again, one of those universal paradoxes where up is down and down is up. The first shall be last. In order to defend freedom, you have to give up your freedom and submit yourself to a regiment called the United States Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, whatever branch you may have served in. But in order, when I served in the Army, there was discipline. And as you got were paid more and more money, you were responsible for more and more people. And if your people failed, it was your fault. And so if your downline doesn't grow, it's your fault, not my fault. There is no looking up and saying, hey, why didn't this work? All the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people. The reason you didn't make more money is you didn't serve more people. You weren't responsible to your customer. You treated them as a transaction. You removed yourself from the process. You made them a drink and didn't look them in the eyes. And that's how most people conduct business. So what if you became responsible for more people, such as your own customers, and learn to earn as a boss does from the energy of other people? Every day in this country, every single day, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people mail a postcard that I give them. Why would they do that? Because I'm responsible. Because I took the time to write it. And I struggled with it. No one taught me how to do marketing. I didn't go to college for that. I barely got through high school. I've got no college education, no certifications, no certificates of any kind. I just decided to push my will into the universe and didn't give a damn what anybody thought about it. And I said, oh, if I just pay some money, they'll run my ad? Well, what excuse do I have for not running an ad? I say to you, what excuse do you have, except for the excuses you make up in your own mind, or your lack of poverty keeps you in poverty and you can't break out of it because you have so little you can't acquire anymore? And partly I'm going to say it's because you're only responsible for yourself. I'm not talking about being responsible for family members that are losers. That's a loser's game. I'm not talking about that kind of responsibility. See, how dare I create a postcard and mail millions of them into the universe and people say, well, yeah, you make money. Yeah. It's called responsibility. When you call, I answer. I call people. I got to leave them 3 voicemails to get a call back. And then they wonder why they're broke. And they tell me, I want to make some money, but I can't get them to call me back. They're not responsible. Could be reasons, could be mitigating circumstances. I understand that. I'm just stating what it is. People love people who like people. And I say it all the time. All of the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people. You just need to show them what it is you sell. And what you sell has to have more value than the money they value in their pocket. Very simple process. Science of Getting Rich teaches this. This is why you can't sell something you don't believe in. This is why it's stupid to try to sell something you don't even understand. People do it every day with me. They mail postcards. They don't even understand what it's about. I mean, that would require 15, 20 minutes to sit down and read. That would be called being responsible. Now, that's not me to pick on people. Sometimes people, well, you're kind of being... No, I'm trying to make an exaggeration. I'm trying to point it out so the point gets across. You understand you can know how to do push-ups, but doing push-ups is 2 different things. You can know how to do it and not do it. Most people know what to do. You know how to get more customers. Sell more. Simple. You know how to make more money. Work more. It ain't hard. But at some point, you have to become responsible for more than yourself and begin to realize what the big money people do. Yeah, they work more, but their work is more of a love. But what they do is they leverage themselves through other people. So I have 1,000 people a day who mail my postcard all over this country. I didn't mail it. I'm doing bubbles and baths with the kids. I'm working on my other business. I'm working my passion business. I'm remodeling houses and building a real estate empire half my day. And you say, Jerry, well, how can you work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week? Because I'm not working, man. I'm doing what I love. See, I don't enjoy sitting in a chair watching TV. That's not fun to me. I don't enjoy spending what I work so hard to earn. I don't enjoy giving it away. I like keeping it. I like investing it. I don't hoard it. See, when you hoard something, it implies that you think there's a limited supply. I know money's unlimited. Everywhere I go, I see money changing hands. And I say out loud, and I say it, whoever will listen, money likes me. Why would you say that? Because I believe that what you talk about comes about, and what you focus on grows. What you speak into the universe comes back. And let's say I'm half wrong, and money half likes me. I'll take half. Half a glass of water is better than no water. And Spo, you can speak your, I don't have enough. I can't do this. I don't know anything about it. You can speak all that crap you want. And I'm going to speak, assume responsibility that I don't know how to do it. But the same Lord that created this created me. And I'm pretty sure he can channel through me. And I can figure it out. It's called YouTube. Google. Well, I don't know how. Google it. Everything you've ever wanted to know about anything, can simply Google it and it comes up. Now, you may choose not to access the world's information. I don't understand that, but you could choose that, I guess. You could willingly choose ignorance if that's what you wanted to do. It's funny when people do choose that and you call them on that, they get offended. Sometimes the truth hurts. It takes a special person to realize when they're wrong. I had this incident here this week, and it chapped my hide and it pissed me off, but I knew what the customer said was right. And I was in the wrong and I knew it. Still made me mad. But I had to eat it. Because I knew the person was right. Eventually called them back, apologized, put the universe back straight. Because sometimes we mess up. Money is everywhere. And money likes me. My insurance lady, she works all day. She tells me how underpaid she is. She handles claims all day. She handles claims, not people, but paperwork. And the girl who makes my latte at Barnes & Noble's books doesn't even look me in the eye. She just hands me the drink. Her job is to make lattes, not people. No wonder she makes a child's wage. The mechanic who fixes my car, he's a real gruff man, but he does a fabulous job. But he loves gears and motors, not people. He thinks the money is in the gears and the motors. It's not. See, his people skills are off. He doesn't understand that the money's not the car. The money's in the pockets, the wallets, the checkbooks, the purses, and of the customer. The money's the customer. The mechanic is the reason for the transaction. The money's in the downline, not the upline. It's downline. The money's in your customers. The money's to the people who come onto your car lot. The money's to the people who call you about insurance. But those people aren't a transaction. They're people. And if you build up people, then people will build your business. And the reason your group isn't growing, the reason your sales aren't increasing is you're not building up people because you have no responsibility for that process. And so you shrink from it. And just like the army, the private gets paid very little, but he complains a lot. I collect people through little booklets. I collect people through talks like this. I collect booklets. I collect people through magazine ads. I collect people through postcards. And so I run ads in magazines. I run classified ads. I run internet ads. I run ads in newspapers. I mail flyers. I mail booklets. And all of these little tools that have my little pitch, and they all connect to an 866 number and a P.O. box, and they go out into the world, and they bring me back every day 30, 40, 50, 60 people who all say, hey, I'd like to see what it is you have to offer. Please send me your free information. And then I take that. But here's the thing. See, I'm one of the money getters. I'm responsible for more than myself. I then go to work trying to sell to those people, trying to pitch to them the idea of the value that I have. So hundreds of people who think like I think, because I tell you all the time, I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. So I'm looking for people who are looking for my message. And I use my, quote, system to collect people together so that we can mastermind. We can trade money and we can talk wisdom and prosperity as a club. We can train and talk about money attraction. And so that you too can say, money likes me. I sow my intention into the universe. Much like the sower in the Bible, we go about sowing seeds, and that's what I do all day. But I have to be responsible for buying the seeds, and I have to be responsible for going out into the field and sowing them, right? A farmer who's not responsible won't produce a very good crop. So I collect people through booklets and postcards and ads and posts and phone conversations and on and on and on. Some people spend 8 hours a day hating their job. Myself and my pals, we spend 14 hours a day preaching American capitalism and teaching people how to make money with people like us. No, we don't make idols of money. We don't worship it. We don't employ it. The working stiffs work for it. I once had a lady tell me at a dinner, we were at a dinner, she said, you're always talking about money. I said, yeah, that's what's paid for everything at this room we're sitting in, the clothes you're wearing, the electricity that's going, the food we're eating. It's everything. See, people who criticize you for talking about money, the reason they are doing that is they don't like it because they don't have any money. And they know they need it, and they're feeling convicted. And so they'd rather avoid the issue because they suffer from limits. They think everything is a limit. And the reason I talk about money a lot is I understand leverage. And I realized that I could make unlimited money by leveraging myself through other people. I could have a 10,000-hour work week. That I could make money from hundreds of things. I could make money through investments. You know what opened my mind up about investing? Is when I realized it had nothing to do with retirement. In other words, I could invest today to reap next year. And that money's my money. It has nothing to do with retirement. Once I got it separated from retirement, I realized that I'm investing in me. This is mine. It has nothing to do with retirement. Why would I not want to have more money? Why would I not want to build this big treasure trove that produces money itself? Why would I not want to participate that when it's guaranteed? Once you understand compound interest, once you understand dividends and interest and bonds, once you've been responsible for your own finances, we're back to that word, and you're responsible for doing it week in, week out, month in, month out, year after year, through incredible responsibility, and all of a sudden you produce this massive pile of wealth, and all you did was be responsible. You didn't stick your head in the sand and stick your fingers in your ear and say, la, 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 I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. You chose instead to open your eyes and say, what can I learn? I need to build wealth. Speaking with a friend yesterday, and I said, he says, man, I need to build wealth. And I said, did you Google it? He laughed, looked at me. I said, seriously, did you type in how to build wealth in Google? Because it'll show you. It's not some big secret, man. You don't need to know. It's right there. But it doesn't matter. I can show it to you. If you're not responsible, if you're not gonna be responsible, then it doesn't matter what the plan is. I could give you blueprints to a house. Somebody's gotta go buy the materials. Somebody's gotta hire the people to build it. I can give you a functioning business. I could give you a business that has marketing materials, phone numbers, there's an office staff that'll answer your questions, there's an office staff that'll ship out the products, there's an office staff that'll do 95% of all of the work. It's an automated system, much like a franchise, and you can have this system, but it doesn't come with any sort of guarantee because nobody can read the future. And it's unfair to ask people to do that. I see that a lot in my business. Well, how much you think I earn? How could I possibly know that? It's a sign of ignorance. If you just sit and think it through, nobody can tell you that. And you say, yeah, well, but you can base it off the past. Have you not seen the government warning, past, present, press results are not indicative of future? It's illegal to tell people what they will earn on something they don't know. Nobody can look at a mailing list or a magazine and go, yeah, if you run an ad in there, 314 people exactly will respond, and out of that, you'll convert 30, and 30 will do. It's impossible, and yet people still ask the same thing over and over and over when if they would do just the slightest little bit of thinking, realize nobody can answer that for you. And then they go around why mad because people didn't tell them something. Irresponsibility. And so my goal is to teach my affiliates and my people not only to operate with honesty and integrity, but first and more foremost, become responsible. And I teach this through this idea of the 10 pillars of success through my newsletter, Pathways to Wealth, which is written in audio. And we do this through our mastermind and our conference call. Now, much like the sower who goes to sow his seeds, most of the time this falls on deaf ears and people don't actually give a shit. That's not what they're looking for. People aren't looking for more responsibility. They're looking to shriek responsibility. They don't want to be responsible. This is what makes people who do. This is what the secret to the science, not the science of getting rich, but the other think and grow rich. The secret of that is to do a little bit more than everyone else, and that's all you have to do to get ahead in this life. Because that's how slow, that's how asleep everyone else is. They're walking asleep. Most people are walking asleep. And part of my goal and part of my mission is to shake them awake and to say, hey, money can love you too. Money can love you too. Money is everywhere and all around us. And those who agree with this notion tend to gather more money and more people. Most people have a belief that money is a job or a position. And others, the belief that people are money, and therefore those believers of prosperity sit amongst the people and then collect money from many people. And here's what I mean. All of the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks of other people. All you have to do is love those people. Look those people in the eye, be responsible to those people. And you'll be able to say, money likes you.